Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's get to our headlines this second hour, which are brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Miami Dolphins season comes to an end. 7-10 on the year. This was Mike McDaniel yesterday after the game on if he will be back next year.
Yeah, you know, the conversations, I'll stay consistent with the conversations that I have with ownership. I won't opine on, but, you know, I think I'm operating the same exact way that I always have, which is no one's entitled to anything. I take the job serious, and so I will aggressively attack the job tomorrow, and like every day that I have the job, because I think it's supremely important to not minimize your responsibility and what people need from you. So I understand the question and appreciate it, but I'm going to keep my conversations with ownership to myself.
You said that 15 ownership. Minutes ago, Mike. That was the first thing he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he finished up with the same thing.
Bum.
Great. He's not a bum.
Bum.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll just use the small one.
Bum. Baby bum. I just, the problem is, again, I'll give you a perfect example, right?
Oh, Phillip Rivers wants to be head coach. Want him? I'd be into that. Would you be into that, Brittany? Phillip Rivers, head coach of the Dolphins?
Can he have one coaching job before? I'm tired of, like, coaches who have never coached before.
Came in, almost beat the Seahawks.
As a player.
It's got to be something.
Dude,
He was closer to a coach than a player. So, I'll give you an example of what I mean. So, when Miami and Ohio State were playing, right, they started the game and they wanted to expose the Miami secondary. So, they were running all these routes in the secondary. Their quarterback was getting sacked.
Yep.
So, then they tried to throw a short pass. It got picked off. Pick six.
What a time.
Right? But they were trying to make adjustments because I really think that pass rush caught them off guard. This is early in the game. Right? It caught them off guard. They go into halftime. They come back in the second half. And they go two tight ends, two wide receivers, and one back. Right? And it gave them time. And then Jeremiah start getting off, going off, because he's just running rampant through the secondary.
Sure.
And then it looked like Mezzador and Bain were getting a little tired because they were getting doubled. That was that stretch during the third quarter. So then the Canes come back and they say, oh, this is how you're going to play us? We're going to blitz the hell out of you. And it kind of took what I said about Junior saying is that he's been playing easy football to this point. He ain't never been under pressure. And now you got all these guys on the line of scrimmage. He don't know where to look. And you get beat a couple of times on those things. But for the most part, they were countering what Ohio State was doing to block Mesidor and Bain by putting those tight ends out, widening the rush, double teaming, chipping, all these things. Because they figured if we can get out two wide receivers in the secondary, then we can still win. But we got to protect the quarterback.
Yep.
The Canes did a hell of a job of stopping the run. So, therefore, they still were one-dimensional. And then when they started blitzing to counter that, now you put them in another difficult position, whereas we're still getting pressure. We got two tight ends in. Now what? So, that's how a game plays out. Sometimes you don't have time to make those adjustments to work, and the time runs out. But it's a back and forth with teams that you are recognizing what they're doing to you and what do we have in our system to combat that. We don't come out the second half. What do you think would have happened to Ohio State if they would have came out and just said, we just got to protect better? Okay, well, that ain't happening.
Yeah.
So you got to do something for this game right now if it's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I get frustrated with Mike about.
Yeah, because he's got no answers.
He doesn't even try.
Mm-hmm.
So it frustrates me because that's a good football game to
just
me.
Just give him the offseason.
If you're watching a football game and you, like, you either watch, like, sometimes you watch a game with a fan.
Right.
They just want to see who's winning, who's next. I look at the game and say, ooh, I see that. What are they going to do to combat that? Because dude right here can't block. So what are they going to do? And just watch the back and forth and see these coaches just mentally going back and forth. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
It is.
And if you have two really good teams, it makes it even more interesting because the more adjustments you make, it still boils down to beating the person in front of you. That's good football. That's fun football.
Well,
but to watch these Dolphins game after game after game, when I look at the other team and say, oh, this was the adjustment to A-chan running wide, or this was the adjustment to this. Here was the adjustment to that wide. And you come out and do the same stuff? No. No.
Counterpoint. Just give me offseason. That's all he needs.
By the way, let me say this.
That's what he needs.
Halftime adjustments are coaching 101. You shouldn't need an offseason.
He's going to take a course.
You know how long it would take?
Where does he go to coaching?
You know how long it takes to make some adjustments?
How long?
3 minutes.
Yeah. Where does he go to coaching 101? Who can he go to this year?
He could go to coaching rehab in Alabama. Well, he can't. No, Simmons not there no
can
more.
Can he go to Jimmy Johnson and the Keys or just to keep that stink away from him?
No.
Ride
Jimmy
there.
Don't want none of
Jimmy,
that.
Jimmy's like, I'm busy right now. I'm going to Tempe.
Let me see. Who would I go? Who would I send Mike McDaniel to rehab?
Brittany, excited to see Jimmy Johnson eat Tostitos out of a trophy.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
No, I'm not getting ahead of myself.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
I'm not getting ahead of myself.
Brittany, I'm with you here. Okay. There's a reason why Ole Miss is playing. You're playing Ole Miss because they're really good.
Oh, they beat Georgia, dude.
That don't mean nothing.
When
one SEC team beats another SEC team, I give them little to no credit for doing it because they all assume that they're all good.
I give a lot of credit for what they
did. I did not think Alabama was that good. I didn't think Alabama should have been in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. They weren't that good. There was nothing that they did that was that impressive all year except beat up on other SEC teams that they're familiar with.
No, but I think Ole Miss going and beating it with all the stuff they've had to deal with, all the players had to deal with that nonsense.
It's football, baby. It's football.
It is football, but it's still impressive. It's still impressive. I can be impressed.
Sometimes when you have turmoil and you have all this stuff around you, football is the saving grace. To be able to concentrate as a group on one goal, that helps.
I better say a lot of prayers because somebody's ready to bless them.
Oh, I would say this, though. Like, again, I'm curious to see, one, they have another running quarterback. He's a little more arm talented than the Texas A&M guy, but he also runs, right? And he throws better than Texas A&M guy. Mm-hmm. So just imagine Texas A&M guy, but he's a good passer, right? Really good. I would say, believe it or not, I'm tending to think this might be a Carson Beck game. This might be a game where Carson Beck has to make some throws, and they have to be the Canes have to beat him making some chunk plays down the field, because they run, and here's how I'm explaining to y'all Ole Miss game goes sideways. They go no huddle. They do a lot of no huddle. So no huddle, no huddle, no huddle. Three and out, three and out, three and out. Now your defense is getting exhausted, and Mario's pounding you. That's hard to play catch up from, because
that's tough.
You want to play fast, and if you play fast and keep getting stopped, the energy of your defense is running out. Then you get to a point where you got to play slow and play at the pace of the Canes. That's how these games play out. Now, conversely, I've told you, the Canes give up scores early. They haven't shown they can play catch up. So which one of those methods are going to win? Right? They're going to hurry up. They're going to run a hurry up. Are you going to stamp them? Are you going to stomp them? And then
the thing that has to be impressive, though, is the Canes basically went. Everybody was talking that they went and did this against the number one defense. And, you know, they did the Canes against Ohio State. That's what they said. I don't think no one's calling Ole Miss that.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
You've watched those games.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me Ohio State's defense is better than Miami's defense?
No. But that's what they said. I'm saying
they say a lot of things.
I'm saying challenge-wise going in, I don't think Miami's looking at, now the Canes are probably like overlooking Ole Miss. But if you're saying what defense is tougher that you're going up against would have been Ohio State's or Ole Miss, I think you'd probably say it would be Ohio State's.
The thing I worry about with Ole Miss's defense is. They seem to ramp it up when the team has the lead, so they play with that kind of energy
mm-hmm.
when they have the lead. I'm wondering how they would play if they're getting pounded and their offense isn't doing anything and they're needed to right the ship. You know what I mean? To like, hey, let's get a couple of stops and give our offense more chances when the offense is running no huddle and putting you right back out there. That makes you want to quit too. I just think this will be, as a whole, I think this will be a bigger offensive test than Ohio State, because we knew where all the strengths were with Ohio State and their wide receivers and supposedly their quarterback. You went after the quarterback and kind of eliminated one of the wide receivers.
Don't worry, he's coming here next year.
That was crazy, right?
He looks
so with this team, right, they're all around. They kind of complement one another with
Jeremy's.
How they do things defensively, offensively. Like, you look at the quarterback, and the quarterback has been really good. But when you think about that team, you think of the overall team. Offensive, defense, they play well together.
You a little nervous, Brittany, about the Malachi Tony dropskis lately or the fumbles?
No, I'm not nervous.
He's going to bounce back?
I think so, yeah.
That was a heads-up play, though, when he did grab the fumble. And
it bounced right to him, which is the crazy thing. He started running again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not worried about it.
Here's the deal. You ain't getting there without him.
No way.
Mm-hmm. And you ain't getting past Ole Miss without him at all, ever. So – why are you sitting here, though? You think he'll get over this? He better.
No, he better.
He better. We ain't got no choice.
Yeah,
no,
but I mean, they're not going to stop going to him. So right. He needs to figure it out.
But I wasn't. I mean, like, they basically, this was a game where, I mean, like, the other guys had to step up. Daniels was good. Marion was good. Like, yeah. I thought that they stepped up in a big way, too.
I think they made a conscious effort to try and take Malachi out of the game.
I can't believe they went to Jamar Brown. That was crazy. I can't believe they went to Marty Brown on the third down. I was like, he was out of nowhere. He was in the game.
It was crazy.
I mean, but that's, you know what's funny, though? I've seen this before. I've seen guys come in, right, when somebody was a little banged up, and guys come in, the quarterback just reading and then throw it, and they go. Right? Because you're throwing to the open receiver. You're not throwing to a player. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think people get lost with that because, you know, if I want to, if I'm a defense, if I want to, I can take a player out of the game. And the way you what you used to do in the NFL is, who's your biggest trash-talking wide receiver? The diva. Let's shut him down early. He'll complain at halftime and it'll be over, right? He'll, in effect, take himself out of the game. So that's a lot of times what teams try to do is, like for the Dolphins, they would say, let's get Tyreek out of it, right? He'll get frustrated. And then that'll bring the rest of the team down. So Ole Miss isn't really like that.
Got another firing. Not surprising. Raiders have fired Pete Carroll.
After 1 year?
Fired.
You know what? Listen. Raiders, you can hire me. $5 million, you know what? I take $9 million a year.
Leroy could definitely win two games.
I can win two games.
You can win two games.
I can win more than that.
I think so too.
I can win more than that.
Well, you want to call Tom Brady?
Huh?
He's leading the. This is the statement from Mark.
I tell you how you want to save a bunch of money. Stop hiring coaches and giving them 5-6 year deals and then firing them after 1 year.
Las Vegas Raiders have relieved Pete Carroll of his duties as head coach. We appreciate and wish him and his family the best.
He'd take this $50 million on your way out.
Moving forward, general manager John Spytek will lead football operations in close collaboration with Tom Brady, including the search for the club's next head coach. Together, they will guide football decisions with a shared focus on leadership, culture, and alignment with the organization's long-term vision and goals. That is from Mark Davis.
Hey, question. I'm not trying to be funny here.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time? How long you been watching football?
A long time. I'm 39.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. When was the last time you associated the word culture and the Raiders? Their first owner was a menace to society.
It's Tom Brady's the culture.
Understand what I'm saying? Even his dad mm-hmm. used to sue the league every. What are you talking about, culture?
Lane Kiffin. Remember that? Overhead projector? Mortensen.
There's certain organizations that are built on chaos. And we understand that. It doesn't make them any less appealing to their fan base. In fact, it makes them more appealing because everybody thinks you're a bunch of rebels. So if you're a Raiders fan, you're a rebel. Is this not an accurate assessment? So what part of culture with guys wearing shoulder pads with spiked helmets, with spiked shoulder pads,
yep,
to games? When we used to have to go to the games in jail buses with the bars on the windows so we wouldn't get glass in our face, that's how you used to have to go to a Raiders game. And I was always thinking, the epitome of culture right here. No!
I think when they say culture, I think that what they really should write is, don't worry, Tom Brady's got it, baby. And that should have been Mark Davis' statement. He's going to use his Tom Brady magic. That's what that is.
Do we associate culture with winning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for the most part.
The Raiders have had some winning. I'm not going to say they haven't.
Been a while, though.
But nobody was talking about culture. They were still talking about we're rebel rousers.
Didn't John Madden pay, like, jail bills for them winning the Super Bowl? Wasn't that, like, a legendary story?
Who played in the Super Bowl? Who was the center?
Barrett Robbins?
Yes!
Yeah.
Raiders!
That was crazy.
Like, it's okay.
Even their best player right now looks like a Sons of Anarchy.
Yes, it's okay. We get it. The Raiders are you're special on your own in your own way. We understand what you are. Okay? Rebels. But here's the deal. Please don't tell us you're looking for culture. There's nothing you've ever done, right? I don't know. I would say that Pete Carroll could have probably brought them some.
That's what I thought Pete Carroll was supposed to do. Like, if Pete Carroll brought the Seahawks USC culture, you know, he had changed his image.
So my question is, didn't they have Geno was the quarterback?
Yeah,
that Geno Bill was due. Huh?
Geno Bill was due, dude. He led the league in interceptions only because Tua got to sit the last three games, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Went for the Cats last night. Florida Panthers beating the Colorado Avalanche. Squeaky cheeks at the end.
Hey, that was some stress. And hey, what's up with the goalie all of a sudden feeling like he's a forward?
Oh.
Getting out of this.
Tarasov was like, you know why?
He did everything but skate down and try to take a shot.
That's a Bob thing. He's like, you know, he's learning from the best. He's learning from his mentor.
And, oh, my goodness. I'm like, it did not!
But
yelling at the TV.
Tarasov yesterday with a monster late save. Here was the call last night from our guy Doug Plagans.
Nettilo Ostarinen finds control, snaps it through center, but it's picked off. Nelson, 12 seconds in. McKinnon makes a move. Backhand save made by Tarasov on McKinnon, and the Panthers get the clear. The puck goes down to our left, and it's going to be an icing. 2.8 seconds left. If you're Colorado, that's what you wanted. You wanted McKinnon to break free. He did. Daniil Tarasov came up with his biggest save of the night in the final second.
Damn, dude. And that's coming off of, because did you see what happened right before the Winter Classic? The Panthers had the Canadiens dead to rights, and Tarasov was on his way to a shutout. And they blew it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the
heck? Because they were up 3-3.
They were up 2-0.
2-0.
And they ended up losing 3-2 in overtime. And I was like, what? What
all
just
in the third
happened?
Period.
What just happened? So Tarasov, big, big bounce back from him. And obviously a big bounce back from that Winter Classic stinker. Did you like the Winter Classic?
I liked it. It was a cool environment, whatever. I was back and forth, back and forth. And then when I came back, it was 3-0. I'm like, what the hell happened?
It was rough. It was a rough watch. I really found it to be. Now, I talked to some people who went, and they said it was amazing to go. I'm sure it was an amazing atmosphere to go.
It looked unbelievable.
Sure, it was super cool. On television, first of all, it looked like they were skating in mud. Like, it really was like, I'm sure they tried to do a good job. It felt like they had 2 minutes after the Zamboni cleaned it up, and then it was just like, it was like skating in quicksand. I mean, Bob very clearly couldn't see a damn thing.
Well, that's the glare off the, you know.
Now, no excuses. Like, Shesterkin kicked our ass. Like, he had like 40 saves, but there wasn't a lot of danger with it. But I just thought, you know what really triggered me? There's a thing in South Florida that they like to do, and I hate this, where they like to go, we're going to make it snow. And they said that. And there's a thing when I go to, like, when you go to City Place, either whether in Doral or you go to the one in Palm Beach or maybe you go to the Sawgrass, whatever, it's going to snow. You know what they're shooting out of that tree? Bubbles. They're shooting bubbles.
They're not even doing the fake snow.
Even fake snow, dude. They are shooting out soap. And so I was just expecting a little bit more from the National Hockey League in terms of making it wintry. And they didn't.
Hold on.
They did not.
Bubbles?
Bubbles, dude.
But I think I've seen a lot of discourse online about the Winter Classic and people being very upset about it. But why have it in Miami then? Like, I think you're going to get what you're going to get. If you're in Miami, you can't expect them to make it wintry when it's not wintry here.
Why not? You can make snow. You
can go somewhere where there's actually winter.
You can shoot fake snow.
I think that this is the thing. I think it's a beautiful thing that the Panthers have gotten good enough, Brittany, that they felt it was finally safe to have an event like this down here because they knew it would get the kind of support it did, which it did. It sold out, did great business. I'm not here to...
Looked incredible.
That's awesome. But I just think there are things that shouldn't be things. And I think that the Winter Classic in Miami, it was Bettman basically just being like, yep, see, here's what I can do.
But, you know, the problem is that you have to be careful with how you do the ice. Because if you make it too hard, it'll crack. And if you make it too soft, it gets mushy.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a fine line with that.
Yeah, Paul Maurice made no excuses. He's like, oh, ice is great. He was telling during the broadcast. He's like, ice is great. Everybody was raving about the ice. But I don't think anybody wanted to say anything about the ice.
Why not?
Because nobody wants to say this is a terrible.
I mean, NFL did it with the Hall of Fame game. They go, this field sucks. Well, putting my players out
They
there.
Just canceled it. They just canceled it. Right. And they're having some of that with the Olympic teams where they're like, the ice, the international ice, not good. And a lot of players are like, But seems like it's all getting worked out. I just feel like nobody wanted to say that the Winter Classic down here was a terrible idea because it's a big moment. Like, hey, you're...
Would you feel different if they would have won 3?
Hard to say. I can't say how I would have felt if they would have played, but they played their worst game of the season.
Brittany, do you
So
understand?
I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I don't know.
Brittany, do you understand what life is like with this man?
I can't disagree that had a function in the fact that they played their worst game ever. I can't... Maybe. You might be right. That could have played into it.
I was amazed at this. The glare coming through the windows, because you don't really have that in any hockey arenas, right? So you know how baseball, that the sun comes through the...
It was nighttime.
Huh?
It was nighttime.
But they still had some kind of glare on it.
I don't know. All I thought was that I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
You didn't like it because they lost.
No, I didn't like the just bubbles. It was the bubbles.
Be honest, Porsche.
No, I'm being honest. I'm being honest.
So you didn't like the Winter Classic.
I didn't like how they played
you
first
and foremost.
You didn't
like the Winter Classic because of, let me get this straight.
The bubble snow.
That's not snow.
Exactly, dude. But they told me it was going to snow. You're the National Hockey League. You can't make it actually snow inside?
Sure you can.
You got all the resources in the world. You chose to go
the same
bubbles.
Machine that basically makes that ice could make snow.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And what did they do? They gave us bubbles. What is that? Oh, here's another thing that annoyed me. Who the hell is role model?
But by the way, did it annoy you that your team lost, or are we picking other things instead of that to compensate for?
Let's just lay on the table. I was extra annoyed because the Panthers played like bleep. Can I just put that
all right.
as I will accept it would, that
would,
I was
in, it would have been more enjoyable if they had won.
I was in a state of irritability because the Panthers were bad.
But you're also not the only person who has been thinking this. There's been a lot of the hockey fans online who have said that this Winter Classic was not good.
I can well, I know the hockey fans are going to hate on it because the hockey fans hate us. And that's fine.
That's true.
But I can also acknowledge this maybe was a bad idea.
I think it was.
I think it was also a bad idea. I love the uniform.
Would you do it again?
No. I think we've been there, done that. No. No more. I will be for the Panthers to be in a Winter Classic in Alaska. You know, that would be cool.
It's too cold.
Whatever. Just put it in a real environment. But I just, the thing, who is role model? Do you know who they are?
It's not it's who one guy. They are. It's one person.
His name is role model?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's stupid.
His first name, I love the role
kids
model.
The kids love him.
What? Okay. Well, here's
Wait, hold on.
Dude,
you're about to expose yourself to old white dude.
That's fine.
Right now. Old white dude.
He's out there singing, and then they bring Matthew Tkachuk, who's not playing, by the way. I was promised Matthew Tkachuk at the Winter Classic. I got no Matthew Tkachuk, okay? And Matthew Tkachuk comes out there in his Miami Vice suit with Barkey. And you know Barkey, he's all about the business, not shenanigans, unless he's drunk. And he's out there. They're parading the Stanley Cup. And it was just like, it just didn't come off on television that great. Maybe in person it came off awesome. But I'm just telling you, I was like, this is terrible. Like,
so can I explain to you what that like whole thing was?
Sure.
Because Role Model has a song. It's called Sally. And he always has a Sally come out on stage with him. So like, it's been Hilary Duff, Jennifer Hudson, Olivia Rodrigo. It's been like all different kinds of people. He does it at all his like major events. Mm. So they were his Sally. And that's why they came out.
It makes more sense. I still don't like it.
No, I mean, I didn't like it either. And a lot of people didn't like it. I thought it was kind of corny. Mm-hmm. But that's what the explanation behind that is.
Somebody said, I'd rather be called 2 Chainz than Role Model. Yeah, he is like the...
Is he like new Maroon 5?
He's no. One singular human being.
Are you
Maroon
sure?
5 is, right. is a group.
He thought that to himself, the name I should go with is a Role Model?
His music's actually really good.
Is it?
It actually is.
Somebody said it perfectly. It's closer to bubblegum pop.
I was too...
Bubble, I don't know.
Is he like a Jonas
that.
Brother?
No, I wouldn't even consider him a Jonas Brother.
No.
Did he open for the Jonas Brothers at one point?
I don't think so.
Feels like he would. I acknowledge. I was in a grouchy mood because they were losing, and it was the Rangers, and that annoys me. I don't like losing to New York teams. And they couldn't score in Shesterkin.
And so you're just going to every moment, everything in the game.
And how are they
going
to keep Sam Bennett off Team Canada? This John Pooper. This rat bastard.
Somebody said Role Model's real name is Tucker Pillsbury.
No, it's not. That's his real name.
Yes, that's his real name. Tucker
Get
is his real name.
Get the hell out of here. What?
It's Tucker Harrington Pillsbury.
Oh, Harrington.
Wow. He got a triple intangible name.
Wow, that talk about a guy who sips Chardonnay at
Sarasota.
He's from
Maine.
He's from
Maine.
Wow.
They left our Sam Bennett off Team Canada. Yeah. The Conn Smythe winner was left off of Team Canada because this rat bastard, John Pooper, decided, you know what I'm going to do? As one last pot shot, I'll take your Marchand and I'll take your Sam Reinhart. But I'm not going to take that thug, Sam Bennett. You leave him at home because my sweet Hagel and my sweet Point, they're going to be on the team and we can't have him there. He won the playoff MVP and he's not good enough to be on your roster, John Pooper? Are you kidding me? What a disgrace. That's why Sam Bennett came out with the goal last night.
You know, I think all these conversations...
Yep.
Would have gone much better.
Yeah.
And had a different tone to them.
Mm-hmm.
If the Panthers had won the Winter Classic.
Hard to say.
Even though they won a game since then.
Got to tell you, I went to a game where the Heat lost on Saturday, and I felt great afterwards.
Because you were looking at Ant-Man.
Yeah, he was hobnobbing, dude.
What the hell?
Wow! Anyway, take a break. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a ball!
Ho ho! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room and for Leroy Horde to hand out his game balls in game bums. What do you got for us today, Leroy?
Well, so my game ball is definitely going to the Canes.
Yeah.
You look dominant. You dominated a really good football team. And you don't need to apologize for nothing. Like, yeah, you pushed them around. They were supposed to be the most talented team in the playoffs. I didn't make that up. People have said that.
That's what people said.
And you pushed them around like they stole something. So you keep doing you. So kudos to them. Everybody said, why is Mario so safe and why does he play so? Like, that's why. Because he can. So it hasn't gotten them in trouble. It's gotten them in trouble twice. But it also came with bad play. So that getting after you early also came with a bunch of picks by your quarterback.
Yeah.
So, but I like where they are right now. I don't know how you could pick against them with how they play up front. And so they get a game ball.
Celebrating with touchdowns and avocados this week.
So I have a game bum. I don't know who to give it to, but somebody needs to own it. I don't know whether it's the city of Davie or the police department.
Okay.
All through Davie, especially my area, and you know where I am, they got horses and stuff like that.
Yep.
There's signs. Please report illegal fireworks to the local authorities.
Mm.
And every time I drive by it, I'm thinking, who's going to snitch? Everybody's blowing crap up.
It's like the pastime of Davey.
Put it right. Exactly. By the way, my dogs just watch. They don't even bark.
They're not bothered?
No.
That's good.
They watch. So somebody need to get a look. It's a CYA sign. You don't really mean it.
We need to have that for any kind of liabilities out here in Davie. But you'd be free to blow up.
Some fizz up said, you saw those signs, right? Before or after the whole sky lit up. Because I got to tell you, that didn't sound like them little bottle rockets that was blowing up outside my house.
No.
The sky was, I mean, I could see the glow of the sky.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right. So, the signs are ridiculous.
So your game bum just goes to useless signs?
To those useless signs.
Fair enough.
I mean, come on. In a redneck environment, you're going to put a fireworks sign up? Only thing those signs should say is fireworks location.
Not Jonas Savai and I yesterday, huh?
No, because like...
He just says who he is?
Here's the problem. At this point with the Dolphins... What else could you possibly
play? I wasn't even mad yesterday. That was the thing that was depressing. Like, I was just watching it go by, and I was just like, all right, well, of course. You know? Wasted my time and game day uncensored because we're like, oh, could the Dolphins make this a game? What?
You really went 4 hours with that?
Yeah. Oh, could they win a game?
Can I tell you my game ball?
Definitely barely talked about the game, like the least we've talked about a game all year. Like, even though we're like, oh, could they do it? No, they didn't even belong on the same field with them. Mike Vrabel he basically stuffed Mike McDaniel in a locker.
Right.
It was ridiculous.
Again, like, to sit here and talk about the same things over and over and over and over.
It's annoying.
It's annoying to me. I would love to see, and I would love to get into some game film with them. Just to see what their adjustments are.
Would you?
Yeah.
Because that means you got to be in a room with Mike McDaniel.
That's fine.
What if you talk
to him? I think he's like some of the stuff that he creates is great. I just wonder if he knows about time and place. Right? The time and place of it like makes the play look crappy.
You didn't see the Chris Perkins article this week?
About what?
Where he has been walking around the facility with a baseball bat. Like a maniac?
I have in my hat a Batman. A bat. I guess y'all could call me Batman. What was the movie from? The school where he was the principal. Stand By Me. Is it Stand By Me? Where Morgan Freeman was the principal? You don't remember that movie?
Lean On Me?
Lean On Me. Lean On Me.
That's
Lean
what
On
Dade Soph said. Thank you, Dade Soph.
Lean On Me.
Tangibles.
When he says, I have in my hand a bat. Here's the deal. You can see good things that the offense has done, right? But you can't function in this league if you can't adjust. You can't.
Yeah.
Because everybody else is adjusting and you're not. And so that's why your first 15 plays are always good. And then once they go and look at the little iPad and defend it, you can't do nothing for the rest of the damn game.
Why can't he? Then, like, can he make more plays? Can he script
it's
it
not,
longer?
Here.
Can he do anything? Because he obviously doesn't have the skill to do it in a finite amount of time.
Let me explain something.
Can he extra prepare?
Let me explain something to you. Mike McDaniel's problem is not the offense or the defense or the plays that the offense runs. It's product placement. He doesn't know when to use said plays. Because if you don't have an adjustment and you just make the assumption that, oh, we're going to be able to do this forever. Nobody's going to stop it. Not to mention the next teams that we watch. Right? I mean, case in point, who had the pick six for the Canes?
Kendall Scott.
Now, they ran that play earlier in the game, and he jumped it, and the guy just got to him.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's nobody on the Ohio State sideline that say, hey.
Careful.
Careful. because they slung it out there. That blocker missed. And uh-oh, the worst case scenario on a two-yard pass. So
that's what happens when Ryan Day doesn't call plays in 3 years. In case you didn't hear.
What made him think he could go back to that? Like, there's certain plays you run in a football game, and you tell your coach and staff, let's scrap that one.
How I was like, was how fired up was Mario on? Did you see him when he was on SportsCenter afterwards? Where he goes, we got some tough ass sons of bitches. I was like, whoa.
Somebody said the team can't afford the amount of dum-dums Leroy would require on his desk if he was hired. I don't know. It's a weird thing.
Mm.
Like, first of all, I would not act as if though I would do a good job at it, right? I think I could. I think that I could at least be reasonably effective because of adjustments and stuff like that. But I couldn't, without a doubt, tell you I'd be any better. I know that. I've never done it. Don't want to do it.
I'd rather be here.
Trying to help you understand football?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I do understand.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
Some stuff.
No, none. Nothing. Dude.
Don't say nothing.
Dude.
Second and seven.
I took a dump yesterday and got rid of all your football information. I'm just saying.
Oh, more breaking. Ah, it's just the Raiders. Don't so, bring up old breaking news, NFL Network.
You ever notice that there's certain coaches that when they come out the second half, they go, oh, they just need to get in and make some adjustments and they'll be okay?
Yeah.
And then there's other coaches that, like, nothing. You don't. Like, that's the whole part of doing your job. The whole part of doing your job is the back and forth.
We'll take a break. The Miami Dolphins, we got some news on their first GM interview that they're going to have. We'll bring you that back after this.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.